Module 11, Provide Growth Opportunities. We are never done growing. Even when an employee has grown into a management position, the development process must continue. Employees who feel they cannot grow in their current position or organization are likely to be unhappy and may ultimately not stay. New managers need to be given opportunities to grow and develop within their managerial role, whether this is in order to eventually move into even higher positions or simply to become more skilled at managing. Continuously challenging new managers to grow, strengthen their current skills, and develop new ones will benefit not only the individual managers, but the organization as a whole. Provide continuous growth opportunities. No matter what your industry or role, there is always room to grow. Whether an employee wants to eventually move into upper management or another position, or simply to make the most of his or her current managerial position, it is key to find ways for new managers to continuously grow. Work with individual new managers to explore what areas they'd like to grow in. When a new manager expresses interest in building skills in an area such as budgeting or marketing, work with him or her to find opportunities. This might mean taking courses outside of work, completing internal training, or working with others on a special project or committee. Empower your new managers to take charge of their own development. Also, be sure that new managers are aware of growth opportunities that exist within the organization, such as workshops, committees and projects, or special initiatives. If you hear of an opportunity that seems to be a good fit for one of your new managers, bring it to his or her attention. Encourage new managers to also be alert for growth opportunities and to discuss possibilities with you. Create a development plan. Take the time to create a development plan with each new manager. This plan should clearly identify strengths, areas of development, and professional goals. This plan should be a living document. It will change over time and should be revisited at least annually. Working with the employee, explore what his or her short and long-term goals are. Find ways to support these goals and to encourage the employee to grow and develop toward them. Much as the clear management track serves as a way to map and measure progress, the personal development plan helps the new manager shape the next phase of his or her career. The personal development plan is also useful for those who supervise new managers, as it alerts them to areas in which the manager might contribute his or her strengths, as well as opportunities to help the new manager develop in areas of less strength. Having a clear development plan not only helps the new manager clarify his or her goals and the steps towards them, but better enables supervisors to best support new managers. Provide regular feedback. Regular feedback is important in the development of any employee, and especially so in the case of developing new managers. Take the time to provide regular feedback, both positive and developmental, to new managers. Also ensure that you take the time to ask them for feedback, as they may not approach you with concerns or questions. When a new manager first assumes a management role, it is a good idea to schedule regular check-ins or feedback sessions, perhaps as often as once a week. After the employee has settled into the management role, you may cut these back to bi-weekly or monthly. Also, take opportunities to give feedback on projects or anything else you observe. Do not just give feedback when you see something go wrong or observe a development need. Be sure to give positive, affirming feedback when things are going well. When new managers only receive developmental feedback, they may feel as though they can do nothing right. Take the time to acknowledge growth, improvement, and work done well. Encourage mentoring. Mentoring is a wonderful way to keep employees learning and growing. Encourage new managers to continue to work with past mentors and encourage mentors to continue finding ways to help their mentees grow. If a new manager wishes to develop a particular skill or explore a new aspect of management, encourage him or her to find a mentor who is skilled in this area. Being paired one-on-one with a mentor provides a chance not only to learn new skills and strengthen existing ones, but to build professional relationships and networks. Finally, encourage new managers to become mentors to their own employees and to those who wish to enter management in the future. By becoming mentors themselves, new managers have a chance to build skills in building talent as well as invest in their people. Case study. Carrie had just moved into a new managerial position. She was enjoying the increased responsibility and the chance to contribute in a different way. After she had been in the job for about a month, her mentor, Julianne, called and asked to take her to lunch. Carrie and Julianne had worked together ever since Carrie realized she wanted to move into management. At lunch, Carrie said, "I kind of figured that our time was done. I mean, your job was to help me get into management, and I did." Julianne replied, "I hope we'll keep working together. I think it's important to always be looking to the next step, and it helps to have someone to guide the way. You've achieved your first goal of becoming a manager. Now what's the next goal? How can I help you? Terry was surprised. She hadn't thought much about what came next. As she and Julianne talked, however, she realized that she still had a lot to learn from Julianne's 30 years of experience. She became excited to resume their regular meetings.